to episode 3 of the Evidentiary Podcast. Today we're going to be covering one of my cases. This is the disappearance of Kenneth Albert Saunders. But how have you been, Anthony?
I've been doing good. It's been raining a lot here, but I've been doing pretty good. Working and finally got my computer, so I can start, you know, pissing off people again, which I'm pretty happy about.
I've been anxiously awaiting that myself.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm going to have some fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
And how have you been?
Well, you know, lots of rain, lots of mudslides.
Oof.
But everybody's okay. Everything's okay. So can't really complain all that much. I am ready for sunshine, though.
Me too.
Ready for anything other than this crap.
Yeah, I hate winter weather or fall weather, whatever we're in. I don't even keep track. But it's too cold right now for me. So it's getting warmer, though. So, but I do like the hot weather a lot better than the cold weather. I agree with you there.
Definitely.
So, Kenny, go ahead and let you do the breakdown, because this is more your case than mine. I do know a lot about it, but you're better at this than I am when it comes to this case, so I'll let you go ahead.
Kenneth Albert Saunders, or Kenny, as we'll be referring to him as, was 31 at the time of his disappearance. He was around 6'1", 180 to 185 pounds. He had brown hair and blue eyes. There was a scar that ran almost the length of his left forearm. He had a pierced lip, a tattoo across his lower abdomen of his last name Saunders. He also was an ex-Marine. And at the time of his disappearance, he worked as an auto transport driver, kind of just moving vehicles between Barberville, Kentucky and Jacksonville, Florida. The last time that anyone had any contact with Kenny was August the 5th of 2015, and that was his parents who saw him in Heidrick, Kentucky, which is in Knox County. He did have a white Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck that has not been found.
He's in good shape. He's a big, pretty good, decent-sized guy. He's in good shape, too.
An
ex-Marine,
yeah.
Wow. That's a guy that didn't look like I want to get in that fight with that guy, not even me. So, was he on the clock? Was he driving at the time he disappeared?
As far as what I was able to find out, that was the story his father was told, was that he had traveled to Jacksonville, Florida for his job. And I think at the time, he'd actually been missing for around 3 months. They hadn't heard from him from that August 5th date, so it was around November.
So he was hauling. So what did he do? He just transported material or something?
It was vehicles. I wasn't able to find a name of the company because I didn't think to ask of the name of the company he drove for. But I don't know if he drove a truck and kind of hauled vehicles between Barberville and Jacksonville, or if he just drove. I got in a car and drove it to Jacksonville, and then got in one and drove it back to Kentucky, which that doesn't make sense to me, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
He could have been on the clock. You think that's weird, because you think it may, I don't know. You think that the place of employment would probably be looking for him, too, maybe. I don't know. Because if he's hauling something and his truck isn't found, there's other things that are missing, too.
So he was actually, when he disappeared, his father had contacted the woman that he was seeing at the time, which is a lady named Marlene Blair. And consequently, he actually does have 2 children by her.
I don't know how, but yeah. Looking at her, she looks like one of the evil stepsisters in Cinderella, to be honest with you. I think they're a little nicer, though, probably. But that what lady looks positively mean. I mean, any picture you look at her, and I don't care if she hears this, I don't care. And this is my opinion, not Leslie's, but she looks like a bitch. I'm going to say it flat out, but but that's, I guess we all make mistakes. You got 2 beautiful kids out of it, it looks like.
Yeah, they are. They're beautiful.
Did Marlene and him get along?
Everything that I've heard suggests that they did not. A lot that I did get from the family was from his, okay, I'll see if I can explain this. Kenny was married at the time that he disappeared, but his soon-to-be ex-wife was still, they were still on friendly terms. Their split was amicable.
So this is a different lady. This is a different lady,
yes. Her name is Sunny. But they had actually, they were high school sweethearts and got married right out of high school. And then, you know, their lives just went in different directions. So they decided the best thing for both of them was to split. But they remained pretty close friends. I mean, he still spoke to her fairly frequently.
Did they have kids?
No, they did not.
Okay.
I know that in July 2015, Kenny actually messaged Sunny on Facebook Messenger She told me that he seemed like he was a little bit stressed out. And when she asked if he was okay, he said that at the second, no, but he would be. And she said, well, you know, what's going on? And he said, that's a very screwed up story. And he never did elaborate on what he was talking
So where
about.
did Marlene live? Where does she live at?
At the time that this all happened, she lived in the Knox County area as well, which
And that's where he
I'm
was
not sure
around at the
she.
time he disappeared?
Right. Yeah, the Hedrick is a little unincorporated community in Knox County, which is pretty close to Barbourville. Barbourville's in Knox County, but I've not been able to pinpoint exactly where she was at the time, but I do know she was in the same county as Kenny.
Well, maybe he wasn't on the clock then. I don't know, because that'd be awfully convenient for him to be transporting stuff in that area, you think? I don't know.
I mean, like you said, I think it would be unusual if you were on the clock and you went missing while I mean, there you are. You have a truck with a crap load of vehicles in it, and you're costing your employers money because you don't show up where you're supposed to drop it at. So I think they would have been hot on his trail
Yeah, so it's odds
if
are
he was
probably he
on the
wasn't
clock.
working at the time.
Right, I think that was probably a crime.
Yep, you're probably right on that
So
one. So, has Marlene been questioned at all?
nothing that I can find, nobody in his family. They've tried to get law enforcement to speak to the Blairs, but they haven't. They
Yeah,
haven't
law
yet. I don't
enforcement.
know what the reasoning is. Yeah, it's awful. From everything I've heard, he did not get along with that family at all. They were awful to him, and they've not been questioned. At least at the time that I spoke with his family, they'd not been questioned, which was the tail end of 2017. I've tried to get in touch with Sunny since then, but she's actually battling cancer right now, so I,
Oh, that's terrible.
you know, give her space and let her deal with things herself. I don't want to add any more stress on anything for
No,
her.
that's terrible. Hope she gets better. That's terrible.
Yeah, me too. She's a super sweet
Yeah,
girl.
from looking at her profile, she seems to be a big step up from Marlene, and she's a happy-looking person. So all the bad things seem to happen to good people. Did he have any known enemies besides obviously Marlene and that family?
Not that I've heard. He seemed to be, you know, fairly well liked. The only thing I've heard as far as any animosity was just her entire family hated him. I don't know why they hated him, but they did not like Kenny.
Does he have any brothers or sisters?
Not that's ever been mentioned. Kenny's relationship with Marlene's family was he endured constant threats and physical violence
Oh, so
with
they've
these
threatened him
guys.
before.
Yes, one threat that kind of caught my attention was that they would kill him and he'd never be found.
Whoa! And how has Ellie not even talked to them?
I know, right?
Wow!
So he'd also previously he had been shot at by the Blairs.
Oh my
And
God.
the latest one that I heard was that Marlene's brother Burns actually pulled a gun on him. And then Burns mysteriously moved to Michigan after Kenny vanished.
So do you know what the with the Blairs, their side of the family, do you know what any of their employment background, what they do? Like, none of these guys do excavating by chance, do they? That'd be terrible.
Not that they are extremely secretive. I mean, none of the other ones. Marlene's the only one that has Facebook. None of the other ones. And then, you know, if you look on her Facebook, most of it's private, so you can't really tell anything that's going on. But I have not a challenge to even find out the dad and brother's names, so I don't have any idea as far as what their employment history is.
I'll have to dig back into that
I
since I got
would.
my computer back. I'll have to dig into that. I did
Yeah.
try contacting that bitch, just so everybody knows. I was trying to be nice to her. She didn't fall for it. She saw the message. She didn't fall for it. So, yeah, she can fuck off. Well, she knew better anyway. I was reaching with that one, but I don't really care if she knows. I don't care. But
Yeah.
that's fine with me. But so no known enemies. He has a bad relationship with his ex, who has he has two kids with, right? And he's had constant threat from that side of the family. And law enforcement hasn't questioned them. Wow.
Right.
Does he live in Mayberry by
So
chance? Jeez.
I mean, in late September of 2015, Kenny's Facebook was deactivated. It was also the last time that his Facebook Messenger account had been active, like the last time he'd sent any messages. So it looks like he could possibly have still been alive at the end of September, but you know, that could have been somebody using his
It's
account.
probably somebody that had his phone and just deactivated
Phone,
it.
right. And his social security number has not been active since 2015, so that pretty much tells you all you need to know about whether he's alive or
Bank
not.
account activity.
The last bank account activity was in mid-September. A check for $650 was cashed out of Kenny's bank account.
Whoa. And he went missing in July,
August.
August, and then September. $650 check. That's convenient.
Yeah. And then I do know that shortly after Kenny disappeared, Marlene did move to Florida, and that the missing persons flyers that his family put up in Barbourville were all taken down. Like, they would put them up, and the next day they would all be gone. So somebody was going around actively removing all the missing persons flyers that they were putting up to try and get help with their son.
Wonder who did that.
Yeah, that's a little, yeah. So, oh, and I know you'll enjoy this one. So, in early 2017, Kenny's family found out that Knox County law enforcement failed to notify Jacksonville, Florida police about Kenny's disappearance. You know, he was supposedly in Jacksonville, so you would think they would have contacted the Jacksonville police to see if they had any information on
Good
his whereabouts.
God.
So, Kenny's family actually had to obtain an address from Marlene and then contact Jacksonville to have a welfare check performed at that
Oh
address to
my
see if Kenny was there.
God, that gets old.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times you probably ran into it with missing persons cases as well, where a person will be in transit in one destination, and the police departments from both of those destinations keep throwing the family members back between those two police precincts, and it's garbage. They need to figure out something better to do than to do that. They're just being lazy about it.
Yeah.
That
Yeah.
irks me to my last nerve when I hear that happen, because that's just some fat
I mean,
cop being lazy.
it's common sense. If you're from one state but you're headed to another state, then all of those states that's in between need to be made aware that you could have been through there, you know, so they can actually be on a
And it
lookout.
shouldn't fucking matter
I mean,
like
that's
where you're from. If you go missing in transit somewhere, any of those precincts should be able to take a missing persons report. That's garbage.
Right. When the family did contact Jacksonville, they were more than happy to go out and do a welfare check at the address they were given for Marlene. But they found out that there had not been any sign of anybody matching Kenny's description or that vehicle that he was driving, that Dodge truck, in the last 2 years that she'd been living there.
And they hadn't found his truck at all, I take it, right?
No, not that I've
And
seen
that's the key
or not that's
too.
been mentioned.
That find the truck, you'll find out what happened.
Marlene, she's actually back in Kentucky now. She moved back to Kentucky in the fall, like I think September 2017. That's how I was able to pull up some of her more recent arrests in January.
Oh, she's been arrested a few times. Imagine that.
Oh,
What
yeah.
for what? Does it say?
I think this last one was intoxication. Like, oh, hang on. I've got it printed out here because I like to keep all that stuff handy. January the 31st, she was arrested for alcohol intoxication in a public place.
God. She's such a bitch, she can't even
Then
tolerate herself. She has to drink. That's how bad it is.
2017, she was arrested in Florida, Pasco County, for possession of a controlled substance and possession of a drug paraphernalia. And then in 2014, June of 2014, actually, she was arrested for operating a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol, drugs, etc.
Real responsible
So
individual to have
she's.
two kids with.
Exactly. Yeah. I have no idea. Poor Kenny.
No, we
I
all
just
make
feel so
mistakes,
bad.
though. Yeah, it's not, I don't know. I mean, she may have
Well,
been
but.
different completely when she was with him. I don't know, but I mean, that's. Do you know if her brothers? I'm imagining if she's got a arrest record a mile long, they probably do as well. Do you know anything about that?
I tried finding it. I just couldn't find his name unless he's got a different first name or something that he goes by.
That's something we'll.
Because all I was able to find out was Burns.
That's something we'll have to work on then. I'm coming, so just so they know, prepare to get harassed. Have you, this is the last time you talked to his families in 2017, and they couldn't add anything more to what we don't already know?
No, the last bit I know is that October 2017, Kenny's Facebook was mysteriously reactivated.
Really?
And then, his family was very adamant in letting me know that Marlene and her family have refused to assist in the investigation into Kenny's
Good
disappearance.
God, this is a no-brainer. Jesus. I mean, I'm not
So,
saying that
yeah.
I'm, you know, I mean, you don't ever want to put all
Right.
your eggs in one basket and say these people did it, but come on. I mean, this is.
I mean, there's like more than enough information that they should have been knocking down their friggin' doors and search warrants and everything. I mean, anytime that somebody goes missing, they always go to the spouse, the significant other first.
Thank
It's like
you.
this time they just completely just shut the door on that. I don't understand. So I just don't. Yeah. And then the best part was that local media didn't even cover his disappearance until December 2017. Like, my website actually covered his disappearance before our local news station did.
No, we both do that a lot. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, we do.
That's insane. How old are his kids, you know?
they were small.
So probably almost maybe teenagers by now, are in that range. Early teens.
Early teens, right at their teens. Yeah, because they were, when he was alive, they were probably 4 or 5.
You said his Facebook was reactivated for a short period. Was it deactivated again, I take it?
No, it's still up.
Kenny's is still up? Okay. That's weird. It seems to me that she hightailed her ass down to Florida, and one of her brothers hightailed it. Where was it, to Michigan or something, you said?
Yeah.
And then she came back right as the kind of like left town to wait for everything to cool down and then come back. Maybe not like there was any heat on her, but she wanted to make sure that there was nothing going to happen.
Yeah,
Wow.
that's all I could figure too. She moved and then saw that nothing was going to come of the investigation and then decided she'd come back. I just don't know. It's just another one of those cases where to me, it shouldn't be that hard. It's a solvable case.
Yeah, they are with the bodies, or they want a body before they try to prosecute. There are some DAs and stuff that have the balls to try to prosecute without a body, and there's been a lot of convictions without a body, but a lot of DAs don't want to do it because they're afraid they'll lose, and it doesn't look good politically on them, and a bunch of
Blah blah blah.
pussies. But,
Yeah. I mean, it's just I don't know. This is one of those cases that I just threw my hands up at because if you're not going to go after the obvious answer, then what's people supposed to do? Here's this guy that's missing and it's pretty much written out for you and you won't even go question the people that threatened him. I just don't know.
that's terrible. Well, we can continue to work on this one, though. Like I said, I can harass that side of the family. I'm usually good at getting people mad.
Yeah, I'm so glad you have a computer back.
I know. I know. It's going to be so much fun. It's just, I had all this creative energy that I've hadn't had to be able to use in months. Now I'm just like, whew, I'm going to be up all night pissing people off now. But, I mean, he had no known enemies, and all the threats on the Blair side of the family. I mean, all the obvious answers, everything tells you that this is where you need to go with it, or at least start. And nobody's done a goddamn thing, which we have a lot of these cases where that happens, but it's just unfortunate, you'd think. But I guess that's why we do these podcasts, because we actually care. So, and I mean, I'm
Yeah,
sure his
so.
family cares, and there's a lot of people that do care, but they don't know how to go about it or approach it like we do. So, but this is very unfortunate. This is crazy.
Yeah, the most I can hope for is that we can bring some attention to his case, and maybe through attention, there's some pressure put on Knox County Sheriff's Office.
I guess I could try to give
Somebody.
them a call too, but me calling precincts has not been a good thing. I can't call Frederick no more. Well, that's what they told me anyway. I still do anyway. But yeah, I mean, it's not like they're gonna. Well, I could always give it a try, but yeah, I might as well. I'll try to set up a call tomorrow and see what they'll tell me over the phone. Probably nothing more than what we don't already know, but worth a shot. Maybe we should try to reach out back to his family to see. I mean, that guy that size, I mean, he's not really tall. But he's 6'1". He's in really good shape. Every picture I saw of him, he's got a good physique. Ex-Marine, so you know nobody's gonna try to punk him out physically. They're gonna have. I mean, there's a reason why they probably said that they're gonna shoot him, because he'd probably beat their ass. So.
Right. That's definitely what I was thinking because you're not going to get the physical upper hand on an ex-Marine that's his
No,
size.
I've tried that route before, and it did not go well. That did not go well. Don't tang with Marines.
Yeah.
If you listen to this, do not fight those people. Or don't fight them fairly. Let's put it that way. Yeah, nobody's gonna punk him
Whatever
out.
happens, no, whatever happened to him is probably a complete surprise. More than likely while his back was turned.
Most likely. That seems like to be something she would do. If she even did it, she probably got somebody else to do it for her. I don't know. She may
Yeah.
have done it. I don't know. Well, I'm just glad I got my computer back, because now that I hope they listen to this podcast, because I'm coming, so prepare to get pissed off. You're right. This is crazy.
Yeah, it definitely is. I can't wrap my head around it at all. I mean, I know there's not all that much information available because, the Blairs don't want to talk, but just from what I've found out from his family, it seems like there was enough there they should have
Okay, so
pushed a
he
little
was living
harder.
in Jacksonville, right?
He was living in
He was
Kentucky
in
in
Kentucky, but he worked in
Egret.
Jacksonville.
Right, he drove between the two.
Okay. But then she went down to Florida. Did she go to Jacksonville by chance?
She went to Pasco County, which I'm not. Let's see.
But his residence was in Kentucky, though. That's where he lived. Okay.
Yeah, the Pasco County is actually quite a bit away from Jacksonville. Pasco County is actually closer to Orlando, so it's actually more in the center of the state, whereas Jacksonville is at the north.
Okay. I just wonder why she went to Florida for. That's interesting in itself. I wonder if she has family down there. I wonder how he even got connected with a job in, all the way down in Florida anyway, if he lived in Kentucky. That's odd. A lot of questions here. I guess this is one we can always follow up on after we tackle it, and maybe we could do a
Oh,
follow-up.
definitely.
But yeah, this is garbage. This is definitely garbage.
Yeah, I think since you've got your computer back, some harassment can ensue.
Oh, you
Or at
know it.
least some questioning. I mean, Lord.
Well, like I said, I tried to. She saw it. I was trying to be nice to her. She knew better. She knew I was bullshitting. She saw it. So, and she didn't answer, which was probably a good thing for her, but it doesn't mean I'm going to stop. So, I mean, she knows something. If she's refusing to cooperate with the investigation and there's been threats thrown his way, I mean, this is pretty much a slam dunk. I mean, unless aliens came down and abducted the guy, I mean, I don't know. What else? There's no other really valid theory on what could have happened to him. I'd be interested in knowing who his employer was. I doubt that he was on the clock at the time. And employers just, I don't know. It'd be interesting. I mean, he had a cell phone, I'm assuming, right? Probably didn't even, if they're so lazy, probably didn't even try to ping his cell phone to see where it was at
Oh, I
last or
doubt it.
anything. Stupid.
Yeah. Everything, I mean, most of the information that has been forwarded to law enforcement was found out by Sonny, so his ex-wife. She was the one who, because, she was, they weren't divorced, so she had access to his financial records. She's the one who got the financial records to law enforcement. She's the one who got his Facebook password and all of that and sent it and gave it to law enforcement to, because she thought maybe some of the messages he'd sent that they could find something useful, but I don't even know if they've even looked at any of that.
You know, the whole thing they always say, as a person, if a person wants to disappear, they can disappear. They have a right to do that. But in these instances, that's just a lazy thing to say.
I just don't think he would have left his children. I mean,
No. Was he allowed to see him?
yeah, he was still seeing Marlene at the time, so they were together.
Oh, so they were together. They weren't divorced at the time.
He wasn't married to Marlene. They were just,
On again, off again.
yeah.
Okay. I wish we knew. I mean, we know that they didn't like him. I wish we knew more about the reason as to why. I mean, sometimes families like that don't need to have a reason to. They just don't.
Right.
Usually there's something behind it. I don't know.
It would have made the family look a lot better. I mean, even if they're not involved with his disappearance, the fact that they won't cooperate or won't speak with law enforcement really doesn't do anything to give them a positive image
Well,
to anybody looking at the
yeah, but
case.
in this instance, it doesn't matter because they ain't doing nothing to him anyway. So why cooperate?
Right.
That's probably what they're thinking. Why cooperate? Because they're not going to do anything anyway. There's no evidence of. Yeah, I think this is one we can definitely follow up on if we do some work and we piss people off. And hopefully, I get a few more death threats to add to my email collection of people that want to kick my ass. But yeah, what do you think happened?
I think he didn't make it to Florida. I don't think that he ever left Kentucky. I think that some type of altercation, I don't know if it was would have been between him and Marlene or him and Marlene's family, but I think something happened and he was more than likely shot, and then they disposed of him and his truck. Because who knows? I mean, these places where there's just endless forest, you can just drive something out and burn it. Or, like we were talking about with in the last episode, take it to a junkyard, junk it out.
Yes, I mean they don't seem like the brightest of bunch anyway, so I hope that they did that and not burned it out. Because if I mean either way it's bad, but at least if they junked it out, it might show up somewhere. Some people might not find it in a field somewhere burned out for years. If they're dumb enough to junk it, that's gonna be
I
traceable.
mean, they had enough time because, like I said, his family last heard from him in August, and then 3 months later, when they hadn't heard from him in that time period, is when they grew concerned and filed the missing persons report. So 3 months is
That's a long time.
that's more than enough time for them to do something,
Considering most
and
investigations in missing persons, you try to first 72 hours or so is when you want to try to figure out what happened, because that's the best time to try to locate them. And if you get 3 months ahead, that's just insane.
I mean, they had more than enough time to dispose of Kenny and his vehicle. I think they knew that. They knew that he traveled for work and probably he had kids, so I'd say that his family was used to maybe a little bit of time
Was
passing between.
he active Marine, or was he reserve, or was he tired, or you know?
I don't think he was active. I think he had been discharged.
Okay, so he's a
I've not
veteran or something.
had that
Be
information. I
interested
tried.
in knowing if he is, if he has any kind of I don't know exactly how it works. I'd have to ask my family. They're all military. I'm not, but I know you get benefits and checks for being active or reserve or retired, discharged, whatever. They still get kind of some kind of benefits, and I wonder if any of those benefits have been, you know, cashed or used or anyway. In some way, I don't know. There's a lot of ways you can try to poke holes and figure out what happened, and Ellie didn't seem to be doing anything. So
No.
another, we said it before, that's just how it is. I mean, on one hand, I understand there's a certain amount of officers, and some in small towns, you don't have enough people to do it. I understand that, but it's still at least make an effort. I mean, even if you know, press conference, something in the newspaper, even if it's something little like that. I understand they don't have all the manpower and resources to do this. It's easy to come down on them for not doing anything. But at the same time, there's some things that are just so simple to do. And there can't be a whole lot of people missing in that in their area of Kentucky. I mean, there can't be. Is there? I mean, is he the only one in that area? I mean, in that town or wherever he's from? It's not like it's Dallas, Texas or something, you know?
Exactly. It's not like it's Louisville or Lexington. I mean, a couple, three, maybe, if that. I mean, just off the top of my head. His is the one that sticks out.
So they probably got maybe a handful, you can count them on your hand, missing people cases. So yeah. That's not, yeah. And we cover more than that on our blog. So, it's really still no excuse. So I guess.
I mean, we at least try to talk to people and find out information. It's just.
Well, you try talking to people, I piss them off. But
I mean, I work full time too. So if I've got time to work full time at my other employment and then trying to email people and find out about cases and find out about people's lives and what they were doing, then I would assume somebody could do that.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you there. I work, too, and I've got all kinds of other obligations, too. You know that. So if I can do they should be able to do it, too. We're both just as busy people. But this is something I guess we'll just have to come back on and follow up. And then that's just sad. I feel bad that guy's probably laying somewhere dead in the middle of nowhere, and kids probably are never going to know who he is. It doesn't seem
probably
like anybody
told
cares.
Awful stories.
Yeah.
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 Daddy didn't love you, so he ran off. I mean, that's, oh my God.
Well, hopefully Sunny listens to this, and if she does, we're both pulling for you. We have prayers on our side. We will help you get better, and we'll. You know us, we'll continue to fight. So you rest up and get better, and we'll continue to fight for Kenny.
Yeah, we're always fight the good fight. All right, so I guess that concludes what I've got for Kenny right now until we can do some more digging and maybe find out something else to add to it. What case will you be looking into next, Anthony?
Next one is a big one. It's the most popular one on my blog to date. It's Megan Renee Fogelsong. She disappeared from Alden, Kansas, and her piece of shit boyfriend is the one responsible, David Madden. You know how well me and him get along?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. He always has his family members come at me, but he's not man enough to do it himself because I'm not some petite girl just out of high school he can bully. So he figured he had to go get his mom and his aunt or some shit to try to bully me, which doesn't work either. But yeah, we'll be covering Megan's disappearance. I'm close with her family. And I'm pretty sure me and Madden have a history. If it isn't, then it's his family members. But yeah, he's a piece of shit. So be prepared for a lot of explicit language in that one. Because I've called that dude every name in the book to try to get him to jump at me, and he don't want to do it. But that's the one we'll be covering next.
All right. I'm excited about that one. I know a little bit about Megan's case, so it'll be interesting to get into it on the podcast.
Yes, it will. And I think that's good for us. Just remember to think critically.
Think critically, guys. Until next time.
Later.